You look good, Triss. I'm not sure I remember what made me laugh, but Zeke said it, and it was hilarious. Around me, the pit sways like I'm standing on a swing. I hold the railing to steady myself and tip the rest of whatever it is I'm drinking down my throat. Abnegation attack? What abnegation attack? I hardly remember. Well, that's actually a lie, but it's never too late to get comfortable with lying to yourself. I see a blonde head bobbing in the crowd and follow it down to Triss's face. For once, she's not wearing multiple layers of clothing, and her shirt collar isn't pressed right up against the bottom of her throat. I can see her shape. Stop it, a voice in my head scolds me before the thought can go any further. Triss! The word is out of my mouth, no stopping it. Don't even care to try. I walk toward her, ignoring the stares of Will, Al, and Christina. It's easy to do. Her eyes seem brighter, more piercing than before. You look different, I say. I mean to say older, but I don't want to suggest that she looked young before. She may not bend in all the places that older women do, but no one could look at her face and see a child. No child has that ferocity.
So do you, she says. What are you doing?
Drinking, I think, but she's probably noticed that. Flirting with death, I say, laughing. Drinking near the chasm. Probably not a good idea.
No, it isn't.
She's not laughing. She looks wary. Wary of what? Of me? Didn't know you had a tattoo, I say, scanning her collarbone. There are three black birds there. Simple, but they almost look like they're flying across her skin. Right, the crows. I want to ask her why she would get one of her worst fears tattooed on her body, why she would want to wear the mark of her fear forever instead of burying it ashamed. Maybe she's not ashamed of her fears the way I'm ashamed of mine. I look back at Zeke and Shauna, who are standing with shoulders touching at the railing. I'd ask you to hang out with us, I say, but you're not supposed to see me this way.
What way? She says. Drunk?
Yeah. Well, no. Suddenly it doesn't seem that funny to me. Real, I guess.
I'll pretend I didn't.
Nice of you. I lean in, closer than I mean to, and I can smell her hair, feel the cool, smooth, delicate skin of her cheek against mine. I would be embarrassed that I'm acting so foolish, so forward, if she had even for a second pulled away. But she doesn't. If anything, she moves a little closer. You look good, Triss, I say, because I'm not sure she knows it, and she should. This time she laughs.
Do me a favor and stay away from the chasm, okay?
Of course. She smiles, and I wonder for the first time if she likes me. If she can still grin at me when I'm like this. Well, she might. One thing I know. For helping me forget how awful the world is, I prefer her to alcohol.